This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, Watford was the first district council in the country, that's the country, not the county, to introduce a bike share scheme back in 2020. And Watford Borough Council has just secured funding for 5 years more for the Beryl Bike Scheme, plus an expansion of their bicycle fleet. Now, if you've not seen them, they're a turquoise version of the kind of hire bike that you might see in London, with ordinary and electric assist bikes available for hire. Now, some of the benefits of the scheme are predictable, but perhaps helping people back to work or giving the image of e-bikes a much-needed boost or informing cycle planning are unexpected bonuses. Let's hear about this and more from elected Mayor of Watford, Councillor Peter Taylor. Councillor Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Environment Matters today. So, you've secured an extra 5 years worth of funding to keep Beryl Bikes going. Cost the council money. Why is it worth it for Watford? What's the effect that it has on Watford and its people?
I think it's money well spent, the money that we invest in Beryl Bikes. There are a number of advantages. First of all, Watford, like many places, suffers from congestion. And we know from our statistics that people using Beryl Bikes, if they weren't doing the journey by that on a bike, 20% would be driving a car or a van. Another 23% would be using a taxi or a rideshare service. So we know that by having this scheme, we're reducing the number of motor vehicles on our roads, which is a good thing for everybody in the town. It means cleaner air. It means less congestion. And of course, it's really good for the people that use the bikes. It's good for their physical and their mental health. One of the things that's interesting from the statistics that we have on this scheme are that 70% of people say that this scheme's enabled them to do journeys that they might not otherwise have done. And I know for a lot of people, it's encouraged them back into using bikes as a regular form of transport. So there's been lots and lots of benefits. I'm really proud, actually, that Watford was the first district council to have a bike share scheme of this type. I was elected as the mayor of Watford in 2018 the first time, and my manifesto included a commitment to introduce this scheme. And I think it's important for those of us who are elected saying we're going to do something that we follow through on that. And we're also the first council of any type to have electric bikes, and they've been particularly popular. So each day, on average, one of our regular pedal bikes will be used for one journey. Each of our electric bikes will be used for three journeys. So we know that people are choosing to use those more for longer journeys as well. I know that I've used them, and practical things, like if you use an electric bike, you arrive to a meeting or an engagement slightly less sweaty and out of breath, I think, than if you'd used a regular pedal bike.
Yeah, indeed. And you're recognising that extra demand for electric bikes in your provision of Beryl bikes, aren't you?
That's right. So the scheme going forward will see a larger number of bikes, but a big increase in particular in electric bikes. So the scheme's grown. It started off just in Watford, but it now moves into some of the neighbouring council areas, in areas such as Bushey. And what we'll have is 220 electric bikes in the new fleet and 80 regular pedal bikes. I know that some people will prefer pedal bikes. They're cheaper to use, and for a variety of reasons, some people prefer them. So we wanted to have pedal bikes as an option, but there is clear evidence that there's high demand in particular for electric bikes. So we've increased those numbers in particular.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I suppose electric bikes are very expensive for people to buy themselves, aren't they?
That's right. I know that, you know, myself, my family, we all have pedal bikes, but we don't have electric bikes. And when I've used the Beryl bike scheme over the last few months, it has been to use electric bikes, the convenience, the speed, all the rest of it. So I think it's good that we offer that, and the numbers of bikes being offered is increasing.
Yes. How far do people travel? As you say, you get better range on an electric bike, don't you? So where are people travelling to?
Yeah, we see different travel patterns. I mean, it is really helpful because Beryl provides us with a heat map that shows kind of the routes that people are traveling. And I think sometimes we assume when we talk about travel, we focus on the journey from home to work as if that's the only journey that people do in a week. When, of course, we know that, you know, Sundays can be quite busy. And when you look at the routes people are going on, it looks like a leisure activity rather than going to a particular place for work or for education. It's helping us as well. I mean, we've developed some of the cycle infrastructure in the town. So we have a new green loop, the 6.5 mile route around the outside of Watford and linking together places like our town centre, Ebury Way, Castlebury Park, and looking at the connections. One of the things I'm really keen on actually is using the success of this scheme to drive that improvement in the infrastructure that I know for anybody who uses bikes in the town, there is a big need to improve the cycle infrastructure. But having the evidence of, well, where are the most used routes is really helpful in those discussions.
Do you know, I'd not even thought about that. But as you say, actually giving you actual evidence of the bike journeys that are made must be tremendously helpful for you. And also getting more people to experience cycle journeys must be very helpful too, so that more people understand what the issues are with cycling.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I know that, I remember chatting on a BBC radio interview a few years ago, and sometimes there's this assumption that the world is kind of split into either some of us are motorists and some people are cyclists, when the reality is the vast majority of us are both, and we choose the journey that's appropriate on that particular occasion. And people like me, I'm an occasional cyclist, but actually you want it to be convenient, you want it to be a pleasant experience. And the Beryl bike scheme, especially having the electric bikes, for some of us has meant a positive experience and might mean that we're more likely to use our own bikes and get them out of the back of the shed and start using them because there's been a positive experience. And the data does definitely back that up that we've got when we're asking the people who are using the Beryl bike scheme.
That's really good to hear. So other good things about the Beryl bike scheme, you're using it to help social inclusion as well. Can you tell us about how you're using it to help people back to work?
Yeah, so we've got a really great partnership with the Job Centre Plus. Beryl provides new place job seekers with free access to the schemes for the first month and then a 50% discount for the next 12 months. And so, you know, there's a lot of coverage about people in this country who are not in education, not in employment, not in training. And I know that we've got to do a lot more to reduce their barriers to work. And so the cost of travel is often a quite significant barrier to getting back into work. So I think that's a really great initiative. The other thing actually is working with the local health services. So we have a cycling by prescription initiative, which is run with our social prescribing GP team. And that's when health professionals, again, issue codes and so that you can have free access to the bike scheme. I mean, ever since the scheme was launched, actually, we've had a partnership with a local homeless charity called New Hope, where their team that go out and meet rough sleepers and offer help, support and advice, they're able to use the scheme for free. And so there's been lots and lots of good partnership with those sorts of initiatives, which, you know, generate such huge benefit to the community.
Yeah, well, that feels fantastic. It really feels like the Beryl bike scheme is, you know, it's not just allowing journeys, it's making lots of connections as well.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we know, for example, is that if you look at the demographics of who are using the bikes, sometimes it's not as representative as the town. Watford's a very diverse place in many, many different ways. And so we also have a community champions programme where we work with local volunteers, we break down barriers, we encourage, you know, everyone to consider cycling and to try it. We have a really good partnership with Watford Cycle Hub about, for example, women, people from ethnic minorities, getting confident in using bikes. So that's been really positive as well.
And are you seeing any kind of improvement in the diversity of people using Beryl bikes as a result of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have the statistics to hand, but I do know that we keep a lot of data on the, you know, the age profile, all of the different demographics, and it is a diverse group of people using the bikes, and that's something to be welcomed.
Yeah, indeed. Now, there's lots of really positive stuff about that, but you're bound to get negative feedback as well.
Always.
you know, the stuff about, oh, bikes all over the pavement, getting in the way, people driving recklessly or whatever. What are you doing to address that? And what can you do, what do you, can you say to reassure people who do have concerns?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really acutely aware of that. Someone in politics that you know, the old adage that you can't please all the people all the time is definitely true. Ever since the scheme was launched, if people don't return the bike to a bay, then they have to pay an additional cost. So it's £5 at the moment that you pay on top of your journey price as a penalty for not returning the bike to the bay. I know that with other schemes and in other places, there's been a lot of controversy around having, you know, mountains of bikes just kind of piled up all over the place. With our bike share scheme with Beryl, 97% of journeys end with the bike being placed in a bay. People may choose sometimes to pay that extra £5 because there's not a bay near where they want to go, and they put the bike, you know, at the side of the pavement or wherever, and then someone else can use it. So it's not 100%, but 97% shows that there is, to a large degree, people are using the bikes by taking them from a bay and then placing them back at another bay. And the other thing that we do monitor is which bays are most used. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised to hear that the busiest is the one at Watford Junction Station, our busiest train station in the town, making sure that we've got bays that are close to those places. So it's that kind of linking different forms of transport that someone can get a train into Watford, jump on a bike, which is a few metres away when they exit the station, and then go on to their destination.
Yeah. And how about the the performance of people on the e-bikes in particular? E-bikes just seem to be acquiring an awful reputation for people cycling them recklessly. Have you had any examples of this with Beryl bikes, or are you a lovely law-abiding bunch in Watford?
I would like to think that we're more law-abiding than most. I mean, one of the things that Beryl do, which is actually really great, so we have a shared space in the centre of the town, you know, where pedestrians and cyclists share that on the high street. And Beryl are able to reduce the speeds that that the electric bikes travel at, so that people aren't able to kind of go as fast on them or have to do a lot more to get up to higher speeds. So, you know, there is some quite sophisticated technology that means that we don't want people whizzing down there at 40 miles an hour when you've got, you know, people in prams and wheelchairs and the rest of it. So we are conscious of that. I think it goes back to my earlier point about thinking about the cycle infrastructure. And I would say in a place like Watford, it isn't as good as it could be. Although Watford Council is not the highways authority, that's Hertfordshire County Council. We are keen to work on them in, you know, target particular areas where we might need, for example, a contraflow scheme or something like that to encourage safe cycling.
Okay. And now, just to go back to kind of where we started, Watford was the first district council in the whole country to have a bike share scheme. And as you say, you've also led the way with e-bikes as well. I wondered if what you have done has enabled other councils to follow suit. Are you helping other councils? Are you sharing the love?
I am definitely sharing the love. The good thing is I have lots of conversations with council leaders elsewhere, people with an interest. So, for example, in Hertfordshire, we introduced this scheme. They now have a similar scheme in Stevenage, in Boreham Wood. Our scheme has expanded out to two other council areas beyond Watford's boundary. I know that they're looking elsewhere in the county at this. And of course, we've seen some big schemes like the Manchester scheme, for example, which Beryl lead, other areas that have gone for more electric bikes as well in particular. So I know that it has been seen as a success, but also people have been keen to learn from it. And I've had lots of conversations with other local government, you know, members across the country about the lessons that we've learned and kind of advocating and saying it's a positive thing for an area.
Thank you very much indeed for telling us about that today.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
I was talking there to the elected Mayor of Watford, Councillor Peter Taylor. Now, in case you were wondering, I took a look at the cost of using a Beryl bike. You're talking about 5p a minute for a regular bike or 14p a minute for an e-bike. And there's also a £1 or £1.50 unlock fee. But you can reduce the cost by buying bundles of minutes. And I thought that was really quite reasonable value compared to other forms of transport, particularly if you take into account things like the cost of parking. But also a really good option if you don't have space at home for a bike, you know, say you live in a flat, and of course someone else is paying for repairs and charging. So two more things that you don't have to worry about. And I love that Beryl's experience in Watford has and continues to help set up bike hire schemes in other parts of the country. I mean, it's just great to be leading the way to a more active, healthier population that benefits the planet too. So what do you think? Have you used a Beryl bike? Or if there's no bike hire scheme near you, would you like there to be one? I'd love to hear your thoughts via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Facebook and on X. Now, just a reminder that it's not just Watford that's got a brilliant local cycle hub, running courses to learn or improve your cycling, servicing bikes at very reasonable prices and selling great pre-used bikes at a fraction of the price they would cost new. So if you'd like to polish up your bike skills, check that that neglected bike is safe for you to ride, or buy a bargain bike for yourself or for a junior member of your family, then do make sure that you check out your local cycle hub. And remember that if your bike has a minor issue that you'd like to fix yourself with a bit of help from someone else, then your local repair fair is your friend. Go to the podcast page of mix926.com to hear me talking to Anna Addison about the Watford Repair Cafe and why repair cafes are just the best thing ever. It's a good listen. And if you're in the St Albans area, then the St Albans Fixers are back in action on the 21st of February between 2 and 5 at All Saints Church in Harpenden. Check out the Sustainable St Albans website, where bookings for that event will be live very soon. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.